Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Non-ball knower, boys and girls. Non-ball knower. It's all right. He's getting old. He can't help himself. Hour three of the program happening right now. Final hour for me. Not of my radio night, though. Soon I've got an hour here, and then I will be taking the elevator down to the fifth floor. All right, where myself, Khaki Kev, and our boy Steve Randall are going to do the Mythical High School Football Show. And then, of course, let's see, the one, the only, Mr. Blake Elliott. Now, I know that you're a year older. You going to be able to stay up till 11?
I can stay up.
You going to be okay?
I can stay up.
Just making sure.
I was showing the fan cam. Shout out to moms.
Shout out to Mama Kim.
105.3 The Fan.
Cake pops.
Decorated cake pops and cupcakes.
Absolutely. All right, let's jump out to the D&M Leasing Hotline. Welcome to the program. He is the play-by-play voice on the TV side for the Miami Marlins. He just wrapped up his, first year as the play-by-play voice? And, of course, he did 12 years as the on the Marlins radio network, Mr. Kyle Seeloff. And also, I don't know, we'll ask him after we get done talking baseball if he'll be throwing up the U this weekend, all right, because we would be remiss if we didn't talk a little college football with our boy, since he's a Hurricane. But Kyle, glad to have you on board on a Friday night on late notice. And here we are, Skip Schumacher. What are we getting here in the DF Dub with Skip Schumacher?
Well, guys, it's great to be with you. I thought you were calling to talk Marlins baseball with me at 10 o'clock after the season ended. But I appreciate you having me on. Hey, look, I am so thrilled for Skip, somebody I got to know obviously very well for 2 years, and I don't know if there are enough superlatives to tell you guys how highly I think of Skip. He's an amazing human being that'll trust you. He cares about people, and he has this relentless pursuit of trying to win that I don't know if many can match. For anybody and Rangers fans that'll go to Arizona this spring and maybe for the media covering Skip, it'll be very clear from day one who's in charge around there, and that every day is an opportunity to get better. And if you're not on board, just find the next Greyhound out of town because he's leaving you behind. I mean, seriously, he's an amazing human. He's going to do an amazing job. It was awesome to get to work with him for 2 years down here in Miami, and I am pumped for him. I am thrilled.
What did you learn from Skip as far as when he was in Miami, kind of how he interacted with the players? Was he more akin to the young guys, to the veteran guys, a nice blend? Because the Rangers are obviously going through a little bit of a transition period with their players, with some older players, veterans that have been here for the core, and they're kind of talking about maybe wanting to reshape the roster. How well do you think Skip fits into the current Rangers roster and kind of the gap in age, if you will?
I would be stunned if he has any issues. Seriously, the backstory on Skip, for folks that may not know, he came from the Cardinal way and from the St. Louis Cardinals, where he was under the tutelage
Tony La Russa when he was there. It was Albert Pujols and all these guys that took him under his wing. I say that because that culture kind of bred this no-nonsense, like we're going to be upfront and honest about everything and there's no BS and we're going to get right after it. That's exactly how he'll be with every guy in that clubhouse. I don't know that clubhouse well. We were just there, obviously, a couple of weeks ago, but there's obviously some star power there, a team that won the World Series just a couple of years ago. He treats everybody with the respect that they deserve, and conversations are had honestly, face-to-face, short, sweet, and to the point, and I think players found an appreciation for that. He's also going to do great because Pite, his bench coach, who was just there with Boch, is I'm sure he'll be back with him. I mean, those two are great together. So it's just it's a level of intensity that I've never seen before. And if you can't keep up with him, just take a hike. I mean, really, I mean, the guy is amazing. That's all he wants to do is win. He's got a heart of gold, but when you show up to work every day, it's no nonsense. So that's kind of how it goes.
Let me ask you this, because, you know, when you look at his career, I mean, look, he spent 11 years in the major leagues, and he played with, like you said, obviously a dye-in-the-wool Cardinal, had a cup of coffee with the Rangers, not the Rangers, but the Dodgers, and then finished up with the Reds. But, you know, look, he's one of those guys, and that's the thing about baseball, right, where you can have a guy who, again, is just a hard hat, lunch pail type of dude, and he brings that kind of, you know, persona here. I mean, look, he was a .278 career hitter as well, played second base, played the outfield, a jack of all trades, so to speak. And so how does that kind of, based off of what we just had with Bochy for the last 3 years, age notwithstanding, what do you think would be the biggest difference between, say, Bochy and what we're getting with Schumacher?
Oh, man, that's a great question, guys. I don't know if I can give you like an honest answer and not just make that one up.
Yeah,
as I go.
Maybe just a younger version.
I don't know. It's a good question. Like, those guys are, I don't know if he's a younger version. I didn't get to know Boch that well. He seemed very, in a very good way, kind of like laid back. This is a player's clubhouse.
Right.
I'll put my foot down when I need to. But my expectation is a lot of those older managers is these guys are going to handle themselves like professionals. They're going to show up. They're going to go about the work, and we're going to go about our day and try to win. Skip is like that to an extent, but the one thing that I always had an appreciation for, and you were kind of rattling off some of the numbers on the back of his baseball card, this dude grinded for 10, 15 years to get he never had something given to him on a silver platter, man. He never had anything given to him in his career. He had to fight for a roster spot every single spring in Jupiter, Florida. Like, people appreciate that stuff, man. Like, when you see the level of, you know, there are superstars in this game where they can show up and they can hit 300 with 40 bombs and drive in 100. Dude, he was at the ballpark, I'm sure, for 12 hours a day. It's just the kind of guy he is. Like, he knew his livelihood depended on hard work and, you know, being a good teammate and just being honest and upfront and just an unbelievable human being. So he's got a great family, by the way, and his son Brody's going to TCU, and I'm sure that helped the decision. His son, his bro, I think he is a senior now, so he committed to TCU. A couple years ago. You know what? A little side story for you, because I always found this to be really remarkable. I know you guys mentioned college sports. Skip told me a couple of years ago, we were sitting on the bench, because he loves to chit-chat if he's not busy, and I appreciate that. He said, I told my son Brody, who's a very good baseball player out there in California, if you're going to commit, we're not doing the NIL nonsense. If you're going to commit, you're going to commit somebody, and we're going to do this the right way. I always had a great appreciation for that in today's day and age in the landscape of like college athletics. He said, you know what? If you're going to commit to somebody, you're committed. You're 100% committed. Somebody calls and they offer you this and that, we're not doing it. We're not going down that road. So I think that's probably a little peek behind the curtain of what you're getting there, too.
I like the sound of that. Okay, so you talk about Pipe being his bench coach. You think there'd be a good chance of him coming over to the Rangers. Are there any other coaches or staff that you could see following Skip? I know Skip obviously was here with the Rangers in an advisor role, but now that he's at the head of the snake, could you see anybody else kind of following kind of that trickle of new people being brought in? Or do you think the Rangers, outside looking in, knowing Skip's history, will kind of stick with the same staff they had last year?
Yeah, that's a good question, too. I mean, he knows so many people in baseball, and he's had a year to kind of sit back and look at this and knowing, you know, it kind of felt like the worst-kept secret in baseball, right? It's like, man, if Boch, he goes, I mean, Skip's the heir apparent, and, you know, they had hired his bench coach in Miami to serve under Bochy. So, you know, I don't know. A lot of the I think every member of his coaching staff from 24, all but one of them, I don't think had a job in the big leagues this year. So okay. I don't know. That's an interesting question. I'll be very curious to see, like everybody else, as he starts to fill out his coaching staff. That's for sure.
And then kind of getting into the seams of it, the actual game, what did you notice from just the way that he managed the game as far as lineups that were going, pitching rotations, how quick or not quick he was to have a leash on guys? Because we know with Boach, he didn't have a problem tinkering with the lineup and having a new guy lead off every other day, pulling different guys in and out, having a committee by closer. Like, what were the kind of some of the coaching tendencies you saw from Skip in his time in Miami?
Yeah, good one too. You know, I always felt like he was a bit of an old soul, but I think it kind of stemmed from that Cardinals way. Like, you know, in particular with the starting pitchers, obviously he's not going to leave a kid out there to die if it's not going well. But you're pitching once every 5 days. Your rear end better be on that baseball mound for about six innings. Give me a quality start so I don't have to blow through my bullpen that ruins the rest of the week. You know, that's his attitude towards it. Like, let's go. You're a starting pitcher. You're one of five in this rotation. We think highly of you. And obviously, if there's a young player coming up through the Ranger system and they're trying to take care of him with, I don't know, coming off Tommy John, whatever. But if whoever it is, especially on the mound, is a full go and you say you're in that starting role, like, let's go. Give me a quality start and I'll take the ball from you then and we'll take it from there. But, you know, I don't remember much. Well, you know, Jazz was here, Arise was here, so he did a lot of the leading off. So I don't recall a ton of tinkering. Now, you know, platoon situations, I think he'll try to match up the best he can. You know, I don't see it more of like a Dodgers or like a Yankee situation or a Phillies or Braves where you just run the same nine guys out there every night. I mean, maybe it gets to that point if they're all performing well, right? I guess you have no hesitancy doing that. But I think he has a fabulous blend, I guess where I'm really going with this, is new school analytical approach and managing with his gut.
Okay.
To me, once the clubhouse closes after batting practice, it's his time and those players' time, and everybody else in the front office can take a hike. And really, this is my time. And I'm going to make the lineup card, and we're going to rock and roll here. I'm going to trust my gut. I've got all this information. I'm sure the fabulous analytical department in Texas, Chris Young, has done an amazing job. There's going to be a lot of people in Skip's ear giving him advice on maybe this is what we should do. But it gets to a point every day where the clubhouse doors close at 5 o'clock. Everybody's got to go because now me and the boys are going to work. That's just the attitude he has towards it. It pumps me up just talking about it again because I'm just so thrilled for him to get back into that seat. Because I just know he's going to do an amazing job. He hates losing more than he enjoys winning. And I think when you get that characteristic from somebody, I think you're just in a fabulous spot.
All right, I'm going to ask you something kind of off the beaten path here a little bit. After doing 12 years in radio, what was the biggest change going from radio to TV?
Yeah, learning how to shut my mouth and let it breathe.
Because right, everybody can see it, right? So you don't have to paint every single picture.
Yeah, you're tempted to say, here comes the 2-1. The 2-2, you know, it's like you don't have to do it. Just take a step back. It lacks the intimacy of radio, right? Because there's 60 to 65 people where everybody has to pull on their end of the rope every day to put a production together that people can enjoy and watch.
Yeah.
I would say for the first 2 to 3 months, guys, I was just trying not to screw it up for everybody else. In the final few months, I started to get a little bit more comfortable and, you know, feel comfortable in my own skin, kind of doing my thing and try to work on, you know, television broadcasting instead of just keeping it afloat for everybody else. But just an unbelievably amazing opportunity. Like, the hardest part I wish people would understand about television in any sport is the people that work their tails off behind the scenes, man. Like, it's just, I know I'm the one broadcasting and I'm what people hear, but I have such a newfound appreciation for those people that work hard behind the scenes that are there 4 hours before I get there and an hour after I leave, you know?
So what's the latest with this Miami Marlin team? Since we got you here, might as well talk a little more. I mean, we got you here. At least we can do is ask a Marlins question.
Going to be a threat this year?
I appreciate that. I think people probably got a chance to see him a little bit in there in Arlington. We kind of spoiled their season.
That's a scrappy group, though.
Oh, my gosh. I'll tell you what. The Marlins want to be the Milwaukee Brewers, and I think that's an unbelievable.
That's not a bad place to be, man.
And kind of while you're answering that, what was kind of the talk around – you guys in the booth, kind of obviously interacting with the team when they came into Texas, and you're having that series late in the season when you see Texas kind of at that point not playing very good baseball. Did they see a wounded animal?
I think a little bit, because the one thing they pride themselves on, and, you know, it was really interesting when they went into Arlington, it's when they started calling pitches from the dugout, and they actually finished unbelievably well. It was kind of crazy. I know it was the talk in baseball. The catchers weren't calling the pitches. The one thing that they feasted on, and they were the youngest team in baseball, they were 16 games under 500 in the middle of summer, swept the Yankees in the beginning of August to get back to 500. They pitch well. You need to defend behind your pitcher. You need to be able to catch and throw the ball. And then they were the youngest team in baseball for a large part of the season. Just get enough hits and stress you out until somebody breaks. They were just relentless. Like, they play a very old school brand of baseball. There's a little bit of thump in the lineup, but they needed to get 3 to 4 to 5 hits at a time to string together innings. But they did it, and I was so amazed and impressed by it. So it was an unbelievable year for a team with no expectations. I mean, I think if you were to poll 1,000 people and tell them that the Marlins would have been mathematically alive in the final 5 games of the season, people would have called you crazy to start the year. But that's the kind of year they had, and they were a ton of fun. And this is a place that's been amazing to me, guys, for a long time. I went to the University of Miami in 2010, graduated in 2012. I've been with the organization ever since. It's all I know, and I love it down here, man. I just I want to see them get back to the mountaintop, but that's what everybody strives for.
No, they certainly do, and I'll get you out of here with this because you already mentioned it, so let's call it what it is. It's probably going to be the biggest game of the day tomorrow, and that's your Miami Hurricanes against the...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Florida State Seminoles tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow evening?
Tomorrow night, 7:30 ABC.
How are we feeling about our boy Mario Cristobal?
I think he has started to shed a little bit of the inability to manage games. I think he's brought some amazing people on board. I'm still pretty close to some folks down there, so okay. I like to be around the university. At least for my money, it's the most exciting team they've had since 2001. Mario Cristobal, it took him 4 years, but he's built it in the trenches, and they just go in there and try to smash your face in and kill you and drag you out of the building, and they just wear you down until you wave the white flag. It's been a lot of fun to watch, and I don't think the Florida State Seminoles are very good, but, you know, there might be a little bias coming from a guy that graduated from the University of Miami. So it's about as pumped up as I've been in a long time. I will say, I told my buddies this. I'm in a big group chat with some of my buddies. We all agree. We're not sure if we can beat everybody, but there's not a team in the country you wouldn't be willing to at least line up against, and not everybody can say that.
And then last but certainly not least, your boy Jim Larrañaga decides to what? Retire in the middle of the year, whatever the hell it was. It was kind of a weird deal. I mean, we knew he was old, but yeah, we didn't expect him to do that like in the middle of the year. How's our Canes basketball feeling?
I heard they're going to be pretty good. I'm going to call 5-6 game for them on ACC Network.
Okay.
I'd love to be around. I heard he's, I guess, they think they're like a top 30 to 35 team. It was an amazing run a couple of years ago there to Houston in the Final Four.
Yeah.
I guess he's assembled a bunch of fourth and fifth year guys from the state of Florida who grew up playing together. They got the point guard from Michigan. Actually, they got the kid from TCU, the center from TCU.
Who? Ejiofor? Zubi. Zubi. Wait. I know exactly who you're talking about, because I want to say he went to KU, and then he went to TCU.
Yeah, Ernest Uday.
Uday. Yeah. Ernest Uday. I know exactly who you're talking about.
Home. I guess they've put together a pretty good roster that they think, and I guess they don't know if they can shoot the ball that well, but they're going to defend the heck out of the thing. So we'll see, but hey, it'll be fun.
Hopefully, it turns out better than that kid you got from K-State a couple years ago that you gave all that NIL money to. That
Nigel Pack. He was great in the Final Four.
Man, I'll tell you what. I want to say we knocked you guys out, and I say this, say we. I'm as a Jayhawk. I want to say we beat you guys en route to our championship in 2022, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Does that sound right?
Yes.
Okay. Just want to make sure
I believe
right
that's correct. Yeah.
I want to make sure I was right about that. I'm looking over at my co-host who doesn't know anything about college basketball. I'll tell you, Kyle, you've been absolutely phenomenal, my friend. Enjoy your Friday night. You've got an open invite to the show anytime, and I'll tell you what, when the Marlins come to town or vice versa, we got to do this again.
Hey, let's do it, guys. Call whenever. I'm happy to talk ball.
Absolutely. Kyle, have a great one, my friend.
All right, you guys too. Take care.
There you have it. The one, the only Kyle Seeloff. He is the play-by-play voice for Marlins Television. All right, coming up next. I'll tell you what, we got a couple things to get to. We got to do our NFL picks.
That's next.
Okay, we got to do our NFL picks. And what is on Blake's lips? What is on Blake's lips? We'll discuss that next. Don't go anywhere. It is the Fan After Dark.
This segment of 105.3 The Fan is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first. 214-817-333-3333. With Frankel and Frankel, there's never not a pocket cost, and they only get paid when you win. Frankel and Frankel, the go-to car truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
Man, that guy was good. That was gold. Shout out to Freddie D getting, what was his name again? I don't want to butcher his name.
Kyle Seeloff.
He was gold, and I liked his energy. Kyle can come on with us anytime. If you enjoyed that interview, text into the show, 877-881-1053. It's the D&M Leasing and Frankel & Frankel hotline. Make sure you hit us and let us know what you're doing on this Friday night. Hopefully you're not on the streets, because DFW scanner going off, bunch of different accidents happening. What highway is this? 35?
75.
A lot of accidents happening. There's about 16 police cars below us. Next to fit to you, so it looks like a big old accident just happened. So you guys stay safe out there on a Friday night. One of my favorite segments is about to happen. This is where Fred and Blake put their ball knowledge to test right here. I'm going to give you a bunch of NFL games, give you a bunch of spreads, and then you guessed it. We're going to pick the teams that we think shall win this upcoming weekend. I'm already down 0-1. I did pick the Rams.
God bless Trevor. Well, I don't even know what you printed off here. We're good now. I mean, this is a lot of just nonsense. Let's just call it what it is.
Is he giving you like links and stuff?
It's the effort that counts. It's the effort that counts. All right, let's get some music going. Sounds like we've got it. All right, Fred's already up 1-0 on this week. All right, so here we go. And we might just start throwing Trevor in the mix on this. Because if he's every Friday now, so, you know, there you have it. All right, let's
Trevor ends up beating me, starts 5 weeks later.
He's putting belt to ass. Well, actually, he's not yet, but we'll see here. So
all I know is I'm not going to pick the Cowboys to get 10 wins. That's all I know.
Wow. Never too late. Never too late. A lot of smack talking going on from the heel turn is in full effect with our boy Trevor.
Well, came after me with, what's this? What's this? You told me a minute before I got to do a read and all that good
we
stuff.
We got good stuff. You guys should definitely.
You know who would have got this off? You know who would have printed this
Kevin
off with no
Walker.
Problem?
Dylan Moore.
Dylan.
Jed Nelson.
Dylan.
Jacob Ray, the degenerate.
Guy's got darts in his room.
I'm telling you what. He is ready to rock and
roll. Can I read
roll.
Some text real quick?
Yeah, read those while I write this stuff down.
817, good stuff, referring to the interview. 214, you guys should definitely bring that guy back on. I 100% agree. And then here's maybe the nicest text we've gotten all year, Fred. Brace yourself. Might be the nicest text we've gotten. I don't know what they're pandering. I don't know if they really mean this, but I'm going to take it at face value.
Okay.
I'm going to print it and put it
in
my room.
Don't get me excited.
I'm going to print it and put it in my room. From the 254. I don't know how you guys did it! ! But you are definitively the best radio show in the surrounding states after 7 o'clock. Walton Waco. And
I mean, that's all you need to say. I don't have anything to say to that other than just thank you.
Thank you. All we got to do is take off that time. Not just in general. Don't put us in a box. I mean,
but I'll take it.
I'll take it. 100%.
I'll take it. After
very much
7 o'clock,
it.
I will take that all day. Shout out to, let me write his name down, Walt in Waco. Okay.
And then we got Fred and Blake. Happy birthday, Blake. Fun fact, every QB from OU from 2015 to 2013 will be starting in the NFL this weekend.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's from Jagon.
I saw that. Okay.
He also asked a good question. Is there a Rooney rule for hiring managers in baseball? Or is that just football?
That's a great question.
I don't think anyone's ever asked.
Yeah, no, because I don't think anybody's ever complained about it. There's so many Latinos in baseball that they're not worried about it, and black folks don't care enough about baseball to care. So.
They care about baseball. Don't say that.
Do they?
I wouldn't say an entire race doesn't care about baseball.
877-881-1053. Do black folks care about baseball?
They do. My grandma, my grandpa.
She's not here anymore.
She's still a person.
We lost two people that cared about baseball.
My mom.
Your generation doesn't.
My mom's season ticket holder, 20 years.
Well, your mom's a diehard sports fan.
Name a black person. Exactly what you said.
That's fair. Name a black baseball. Yeah. Name a black person.
You know what? Let's not continue this conversation.
Okay, but no. Name a black baseball player right now.
Jazz Chisholm.
Name another one.
Hunter Green.
Hunter Green.
Yeah. The pitcher.
I'm fact checking. Hang on.
these are real people. He's a pitcher.
But there's some Dominicans that look black. Like Adolis.
Okay. Now we're getting it. Neither one of you guys know what y'all are talking about with this. Let's do NFL picks. Or y'all.
I stand by what I said,
listeners.
Though. I stand by what I said.
Hunter
though.
Green. Yeah.
Who's he pitch for?
The Reds.
Thank you.
I'm still
insert
waiting.
Insert Jackie Robinson. Yeah,
number 42, man.
I got us. Don't worry about it. I'm not going to let these two
get it.
Colonizers. Jackie Robinson.
I'm not going to let these two colonizers talk crazy.
Jackie
I got us, guys. Don't you guys worry. I got
y'all.
That's
priceless
right there.
Black
people are prevalent in every sport.
That's not the question. That wasn't the issue.
And they care.
First of all, black people are not prevalent in baseball. That's a fact.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not.
Hunter Green, one of the best pitchers. Jackie Robinson, best player ever. Babe Ruth, I think he was black.
Oh, now that I 100%
there
agree.
You go.
I 100%
agree
Babe
with
Ruth
that. Is black? What?
Yes. Stop. Oh no, there is.
I'm gonna need these
overwhelming evidence that Babe was a brother. Absolutely.
Right. Y'all 100%. Do your picks because I need more on this.
No,
this
one's I'm telling you, there's a documentary. There's a documentary about it. Babe Ruth was black. I'm telling you right now. Okay, here we go.
What about Hank Aaron?
I mean, no, you're naming guys from 50 years ago. I'm just talking about now.
What about my boy Strawberry, right field? I'm forgetting his
Darryl?
Name. Daryl Strawberry.
Okay, again, you
what
named...
What about Mookie Betts?
Mookie Betts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but that's what I'm saying. Like, it's just
you act like they don't even exist in baseball.
I never said that. I said black folks don't care about baseball because there's not enough blacks in baseball. I mean, that's a thing.
They don't dominate the sport, but I think that's not a factual statement that they don't care about baseball. That you can just generalize.
Largely, yes. I mean, I'll stand by it.
I don't think so.
I could. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I'm telling you right now, most don't.
Aaron Judge, best player in baseball, is black.
Is he?
Yep. He's half white, too, though.
But he's also half black.
Was his dad black?
That part, I don't know his mom and dad's
demographics.
But he's black.
Aaron Judge is.
Yeah.
Just said it.
I did not know that.
Yep. Barry Bonds. Pretty good at baseball.
Yeah, I said Barry Bonds.
Well, when Barry Bonds was playing, who, you don't think no brothers were watching?
Yeah, but that's okay. What I'm saying. But we ain't seen. But we have it.
Aaron Judge is literally Barry Bonds right now.
Okay, no, he's dude.
Junior,
no.
Is there someone that's a closer that's playing right now? That's closer to him. That's playing right now.
Than Aaron Judge? Yeah, but Aaron Judge is not Barry Bonds.
Duh, bruh.
But I'm he's not in the same. Aaron Judge is not in the same stratosphere as Barry Bonds. I'm just telling you that right now.
He just wasn't broke my point. The intentional walk record for the American League.
I get that.
But he's not even in the same. I didn't say he is Barry Bonds. I'm just saying the closest thing. Didn't say identical. Didn't say
I wouldn't even say that.
Then who
I wouldn't even say that. That's what I'm saying. There is nobody right now. That's my point. Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. There is nobody.
Ron Washington would like to have a talk, Fred, from Jagon and Terrell.
Yeah, we've literally named a dozen people.
No one said they dominated the sport. That was never my argument.
I never said they did.
Tony Gwynn.
I did not say blacks. No, I don't. I'm telling you, for blacks do not proportionally measure up in baseball as they do in basketball and football.
Okay.
No, okay. And literally every other sport.
I didn't refute that statement. That was not when I jumped in. You said they don't care about baseball.
And I'm saying they don't. And I'm just because you named eight black people that play baseball doesn't mean blacks like baseball.
Why are you getting so frustrated?
Because you're trying to twist what I'm saying.
Didn't. You said blacks don't care about baseball.
That's exactly what I said. And you refuted that by naming off eight black people that play baseball.
No, I refuted it by saying blacks do care about baseball and then name people that are black that watch baseball. Then you said they're dead, so they don't count. Then I named other people.
No, they don't.
Okay, so nobody that's black watches baseball, according to Fred.
No, I'm saying black people do watch baseball, but
it's
not what you said. It's not. No, I said most blacks don't care about baseball.
No, you didn't say most.
Blacks don't care. Most, some, half, whatever. Generally,
I think that's a bad statement. I think that's a bad statement. I'm gonna stand by that.
And you can
not my favorite Fredism.
Well, that's fine.
Marcus Simeon's black.
Okay, we're naming we're sitting here we've named off like 7-8 guys of an entire race in baseball. Like I don't think it's a crazy thing to say.
What does the numbers have to do with anything? No one.
What do you mean? What do the numbers have to do with?
How many white boys are really dominating the NBA and everybody watches
NBA? And we know it, but we know that white boys aren't predominant in basketball.
But white people still watch it. You were trying to make a correlation with the numbers. There's not that many brothers, so black people aren't watching. I'm saying there's not that many white people in basketball, but white people watch
basketball.
There's
more white people in general in the population.
Oh, now we're getting on the podcast.
Like, that's wrong?
I don't have the census in front of me, so I don't know.
So there's as many black people in America as there are white people?
I don't know. I don't have the census in front of me, so I'm not going to talk out of my ass. I don't know. Do you have the census in front of you? You've got all the numbers?
I know there's probably twice as many white folks. In population-wise, yes.
Okay.
Like, I don't think that's a crazy stat. And again, I'm not saying tell me why baseball has gone out of its way to have African-American initiatives.
No one is saying. You're bringing in things like I'm saying baseball is dominated by this. It's equal. More black people watch this than any other sport. I never made that statement. You made a general statement that said blacks don't watch baseball.
Right.
If you said, what do African-American people watch more and gave a bunch of different sports and baseball was fifth or sixth, I would have agreed with you. But you said blacks don't watch baseball.
Okay, so
they don't watch baseball as much as they watch football.
Okay, do I need to put it in relation to every other sport? Maybe hockey?
Just don't generalize it.
But it's true.
It's not. Yes. I'm telling you to your face, it's not. I know plenty of black people that very much enjoy baseball.
Okay, you do.
And I'm sure other people think I'm alone in that.
Yes, I do. Okay. I do.
If you are black and you like baseball,
let
us know.
877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. All right, picks tonight. Vikings -3.5 against the Browns in London. Vikings are in a similar situation that the Cowboys are in, except maybe...
We got 1 minute to do picks.
Well, we'll carry it over into the next segment.
We'll just start in next segment.
Well, let's do this one because it's early okay. morning. Vikings -3.5. Three starters down on the Vikings O-line. Dillon Gabriel starting for the Cleveland Browns. We start off with Sunday morning football. You know what? Give me the Vikings. As much as I hate to say it, give me the Vikings.
Give me the Browns.
Give me the Vikings. Cleveland. Trevor, we're going to throw you in this since you're here today.
Let's do...
You're taking too long. All right, here we go. Giants and Saints, last one real quick. Giants, let's see, are they at the Saints? Yes. So you got the Giants at the Saints. Giants +2.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Give me the Giants.
Give me the Giants as well.
Giants. Trevor? Taking too long.
Giants. You said right. My name and then said chill.
All right, here we go. Five. Here we go. Vegas at the Colts. Indy. -7.
Are these still the early morning games?
Yeah, these are all noon games now.
We're doing all the noon games right now?
I mean, we got a couple minutes, bro. We got a couple minutes. Raiders +7.
Indy's a 7-point favorite against the Raiders. Brock Bowers hasn't practiced this week. Give me the Raiders keeping it close. Give me the Raiders keeping it close.
I don't know. I'm so torn. I don't trust the Raiders anymore. I really don't. There's something about this team I don't like. And Geno Smith. I saw some. Did I send you that clip of five of his throws against the Bears last week, where he just, I mean, stares down receivers. He threw three picks against Chicago. Two of them picked off by Kevin Byrd, the safety. Geno Smith just does not look good. This offense has issues. I'm going with the Indianapolis Colts. Then last one before we go to break. Again, another good sneaky game. And this ain't nothing sneaky about it. This is a good game in the 12 o'clock hour. Broncos at the Eagles.
Broncos at the Eagles. Broncos. You didn't give me the spread. Doesn't matter. Broncos.
+4.
Broncos.
Give me the Eagles.
Eagles got to lose at some point.
They do. Won't be this week, though. Won't be this week. Okay. Minnesota, Giants, Indy, Philly. You've got Cleveland, Giants, Las Vegas, Denver. So far, only one game that we agree on. We will see some movement this week. All right, coming up next, we'll finish up our picks. That's my final segment, and then the birthday boy and Trevor the Creator will take you home this final hour. Don't go anywhere. It is the Fan After Dark.
This segment of the Fan After Dark is brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Silverado, Tahoe, Blazers, Malibus, Equinox, and more. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Relax and enjoy the difference. Based on new Chevy registrations 2023 and 2024.
Lamar Jackson is out. Sunday, not a huge surprise there, but this dovetails with Blake's point. You do believe that Lamar Jackson being out the next couple weeks, because I think there's probably a good likelihood that he will be out the next couple weeks. I mean, if he's going to be out for today, he's probably going to be out tomorrow, next week as well, and then they get the bye week after that. So, you know, look, I think offensively, I think they're going to be okay. I saw a stat, and I don't know if I sent the number to you, where Dan Orlovsky said they have the second best run.
They have the second best success rate running the football, but on first and second down, they are 32 out of 32 teams at attempts. They don't run the ball on first and second down at all. But when they do, they are the top. Was it one or two?
Top.
They were the best.
They're the best team in football.
And so you got to start looking at Todd Monken and those boys over there and figuring out. I think they're gonna play old school Ravens football. They're gonna run the football.
You got to
try their best to have a good defense. Their defense has been not good this year, especially at stopping the run. You lost. How do you say his name? The defensive tackle.
Mbuke? I don't know.
Matabuke.
Yeah, Matabuke. That sounds accurate.
He's out for the season, so they've been dealing with some injuries as well. So we'll have to wait and see.
No, look, if you're a Derrick Henry fantasy owner this weekend and next week, like he's going to be getting, I'm guessing somewhere between 23, 25 carries a game. Like, if you're going to win, because look, at the end of the day, at the very least, you want to keep the defense off the field, mm-hmm. right? I mean, as best you can. Look, we know Cooper Rush can dink and dunk all day. You've got two good tight ends. Isaiah Likely should be back this week, or is he back? I mean, I was going to say, I know he's been banged up, what have you. Maybe Zay Flowers comes and has a decent game. We shall see. Speaking of former Dallas Cowboys, Rico Dad. Back in the mix this weekend.
Did Fred just get like?
Did I just get verklempt? And I was a Rico Dattle fan too, so I don't know where that came from. Miami at the Carolina Panthers. This might be the worst game of the weekend. Carolina, that said,
Isaiah Likely is back.
Is a plus 1.5. So Miami is a 1.5 point favorite going into this game.
Miami's playing who? Sorry,
I was like Carolina.
Give me Carolina winning outright.
Apparently, Tyreek came to the building today.
Yep, good vibe.
And spoke to the team.
Yeah, he did. What do you think the speech was like?
Man, y'all just go out there and play some football this weekend. We watching.
Hey, we watching. You might be wondering why I was smiling, because I don't got that guy as our quarterback anymore.
Boy, I'll tell you what. But you know what, though? I mean, he has no more guaranteed money on his contract left.
You said does or doesn't?
No, Tyreek doesn't.
So you think he's just going to get cut?
I mean. Dude, his leg is done.
Keep him there for vibes.
Seriously.
he was in a wheelchair after the game, so.
Well, not just that, but I mean, Prime the other week in just the middle of the third quarter, and he's also facing some domestic abuse allegations. Yeah. Can my man just play a football game?
First down, Dolphins.
Meanwhile.
They're in 12 personnel.
There's that wife beater on the sideline. I'll tell you what, I am a Tyreek Hill guy, okay?
On and off?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. You know what?
I hope he was wearing a wife beater while he was giving that speech.
I didn't know where he was about to be going with that.
I wasn't sure where you were going with that either. You know what? I'm going for the vibes. I don't know what to make of Carolina. Look, not, we thought after is, they, and that was a, that, that was a violent tackle, by the way. Look. The way they looked 2 weeks ago when they boat raced Atlanta, right? beat them 30-0.
Who knows more about Atlanta not having their blank together? Because then they started firing people.
Yeah, no, they did. I mean, but they fired the wide receiver coach. It's not
and
like
moved
that.
The OC from the box to the field.
They did. I didn't realize that would make such a big difference, but apparently it did. I'm going to go with Miami.
Okay.
I don't know why. I can't stand Mike McDaniel, but I'm going to stick with it anyway.
Give me Rico Dowdle going off.
And there's something about Tua. Like, I don't know what to make of him. I really, really don't. But I'll tell you what, Jalen Waddle I could see going off this weekend, too. Okay, here we go. We just mentioned this game just a little bit, or we mentioned the teams a little bit ago. Houston at Baltimore. And Houston.
This is a favorite.
Is a 1.5 favorite.
Okay, so the line was 8.5 favoring the Ravens, and Lamar's out, and then it goes to 2.5 favoring the Texans, and now you're saying it's at 1.5?
Now it's a 1.5 point favorite.
So the line has moved around a bunch.
Yeah.
Give me the Baltimore Ravens winning this game outright with no Lamar Jackson and Cooper Rush at quarterback. I think you can beat the Texans. I don't think the Texans' offense has shown you anything to believe in it.
That defense is good, though.
The defense is great. If you didn't watch the game, the last Texans game, the score ends up being 26-0 versus the Titans, but it was 6-0. Late, like in the middle of the fourth quarter.
Was it the middle of the fourth, middle of the third?
I think it was the fourth quarter until they started putting up points. They did all their damage late. And so, yes, maybe if you can carry that over, maybe we see CJ Stroud getting back to his form. But until I see it, I'm not going to be banking on the Houston Texans, especially the way that offensive line has looked. They've got Woody Marks has kind of come out in a revelation in the running game for them. But Nico Collins is the only one.
It's a must-win for Baltimore, too.
It is. And I think Baltimore's going to win.
Okay, here's bottom line. Who do you trust more? Harbaugh, John Harbaugh, and that staff, or D'Amico Ryans and their staff?
Probably Harbaugh.
Not by much,
maybe though. Not in a playoff game, and maybe not with the lead, but just against the Texans, yeah.
All right. I'm going to go with Baltimore against my better judgment as well. Just because I don't trust the Texans. That probably has more to do with it than anything else. Okay. Tennessee at Arizona. Arizona's -7.5. Tennessee, I can't in good – there's no way I'm going with Tennessee. They're awful. That's an awful football team.
Tennessee covers.
You're crazy, dude.
Call of Duty came out this week. Told you.
It did. But Kyler, you know what? And I don't hate you for saying that. We joked about that in the first segment because you played the game today. Kyler has to prove something. Okay? Like, this is...
Think about how many quarterbacks have passed him up since he's been in the league. And this guy was, correct me if I'm wrong, number one overall pick?
He was a number one overall pick.
Never lost a game in high school?
Yeah.
Starred OU? And has just
did he want a, he won a Heisman
yeah,
too didn't
won,
he
yeah, of course yeah and he's just been a Jag
he's
in the,
been
in
a
the
guy.
NFL and
he's
to be honest
guy.
Like Kyler if you play the video game sure
he's
great because he's got all these intangibles he's got all these characteristics
he does
and traits
that, he's fast and he's got a great arm
but
stuff
he's in between
five
the head
foot nine
and also just when have we ever said like Kyler put the team on his back late season run and they made some good. Remember the early Cardinals teams with him where they would start the season
off? They start off like 7-2.
They did it like two or three
like
different
that.
Times.
Yeah,
they
did.
Always start off strong and then they just.
And next thing you know, Cliff Kingsbury is doing like, you know, shots of his humongous house and him being all Mr. you know, Rico Suave. This might be the game of the weekend. Tampa Bay at Seattle. And Seattle is a 3.5 point favorite.
Tampa Bay! You know, they got a bunch of injuries. No Mike Evans. Baker Mayfield was even dealing with some knee injuries. He was questionable. He's going to be good to go on Sunday, though. At the end of the day, you got that number. You got that boy number two at receiver. Emeka Abuka.
No, your boy Abuka is playing great football right now.
You know,
absolutely
he's leading
is.
For NFL Rookie of the Year on the opposite
it.
Side of the ball.
I believe it. All right, we got to move on this. All right, Commanders at the Chargers. Chargers are a 3-point favorite in this one.
Jaden Daniels will play.
Jaden Daniels is playing. No Terry McLaurin.
No Terry. You do have Debo.
No scary Terry, but you do have Debo. Give me, and you got the Chargers coming off their first loss, so they look mortal suddenly.
Give me the Chargers, and I'm going to give you this. Stay for 10 o'clock hour because me and Trevor will be doing some fancy football, and there might be a Chargers player that you should be throwing in your lineup this week. I won't spoil it yet, but give me the Chargers.
I mean, if it's not Quentin Johnson, I mean, who's been a revelation. If anybody wants to trade, get rid of McConkey for me, let me know what a bum he's turned into. Let me go with, I mean, I like the Chargers in 3, but you know what? Give me Washington. Give me Washington. I could see them, because they need a win. They really, really do. But I've got my questions, but I'm going with Jaden Daniels on this. I think they find a way to win, and I think the Chargers kind of lose two in a row and everything gets kind of a little wonky there. Detroit at Cincinnati, and Cincinnati is a 10.5-point dog. Give me
give
Detroit.
Me Detroit.
I don't care.
Cincinnati has shown you nothing offensively.
They're
or defensively.
No, they're an absolute mess.
Would you trade for a quarterback if you're them?
For what?
Try to go get Jameis.
I know a lot of people have said that.
Because you're just wasting a season. And it's not like you have some terrible roster.
But, I mean, here's the thing. Because you think you're going to – because what? So you can stay afloat until Joe Burrow gets back? I don't know.
Jake Browning does not look like one of the 32 best quarterbacks.
Terrible. He looks absolutely dreadful right now. Patriots at Bills. Bills are an 8-point favorite. Give me the Patriots.
Give me the Patriots as well. They cover this game. This is going to be this is going to be a crazy – I think this game is going to be close.
I do, too.
The Bills
I
have not really
too.
Been putting belt to ass the last couple weeks. They've been letting teams hang around. And you know Vrabes is going to want to show something. It's going against Josh Allen and them boys.
All right. Chiefs and Jags. Jags are a –
also, revenge game, by the way.
What's that?
Stephon Diggs, revenge game.
Oh yeah, that's true. No, you're absolutely right. Chiefs are a 3.5-point favorite at the Jaguars. You already know where I'm going with this.
I got the Chiefs.
Absolutely, Blake Elliott. Look at him. He's my man. I tell you what, he has gotten older.
Playing the Jags.
And then I thought there was a two. No, that's right. Okay, so there you have it. There you have it. And then of course we'll do our Cowboys pick tomorrow. So make sure you guys stick around for that. All right, your boy's out of here. Where are you taking them?
Okay, so on the other side, we will be doing a little bit of Tolos on the telephone. 877-881-1053. Send in your calls right now. Trevor's going to get you locked and loaded. I want your thoughts on the new Ranger skipper, Skip Schumacher. And also, if you want to get anything off your chest about me and Fred, you know, this is a perfect time to do it. And what you got going on for this weekend, we'll give you a little bit of headlines as well. Coming up next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.